And bringing us up to 6:30, South Africa has seen a surge in parents choosing homeschooling over traditional education. Now, this is according to the CEO of Brainline, a distance education institution named Colleen Cronier. Now, she spoke to Newsbreak ahead of the annual homeschool exhibition taking place in Durban tomorrow. Cronier says that home education in South Africa has experienced significant growth over the last few years.
I think there are many factors that parents consider, or there's many reasons why parents would even start to consider home education. And some of those factors would be how their children are taught at school, safety at school, bullying at school, and all other factors such as I have discovered that my child has a reading or learning disability and the school is unable to address that. So there are many factors which come into play when parents decide, but okay, what are my other options? If this school does not look after my child the way that I want it, then what can we do about this?
Looking at the increased incidence of school violence at South African schools in particular, would you say that this is a part of the challenges still facing the mainstream schooling system?
Isn't it sad that we should even consider such a reason as being a pull or a push factor into home education? I think it is a very sad day that we even discuss that. Yes, I think that is part of the thing, or part of the theme of discussing education as a whole. Part of it is the criminalities in schools, but bullying inside the school, children on children, learners on learners, that is a concerning factor. I don't think that any child has the skills to cope with bullying. How do I teach my child to cope with bullying? I think that's a very difficult situation.
If you look at children that have special needs, particularly those with autism, is the South African schooling system adequately equipped to offer children the education that they require?
I don't think they are adequately equipped. I think there are many things that people try to do to get children to fit within, let's call it, a standardized education system. If you particularly look at ADHD and dyslexia and autism, people tend to revert to medication as being something that they can grab onto, which is a possible solution. However, as you and I know, that might not be the solution. It might harm the child more than it would be to their benefit. So yes, and I don't think it is unwillingness necessary of the school education system to cater for these learners. I just think it is a severe limitation on resources on the one side and maybe training on the other side.
And that was...